Joe knows sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Stuff that makes All-State quarterbacks. How about senior Jaron Alley of Bloomington South? He's accounted for 20 scores now, 14 through the air. He's rushed for six, scoring six-pointers, and he had a hand in 28 points in that second quarter in that 59-0 demolition of Southport, as now they get ready to trek over to Columbus North Friday. And as Gabe was telling me,
Jaron studies the game, takes coaching well. Talk about quarterback play, it's about decision making. You know, he's continuing to set himself up to have a really big week every week based on what he does Monday through Thursday.
Gabe Johnson on Jaron Alley, who's also on target to become the all-time completions percentage marksman in South football history. And we expect to see Scott Bless's second-ranked Cougars rise to number one in 5A after Fort Wayne Snyder lost to Homestead. North is 6-0, the lone 5A unbeaten in the state after Plainfield lost back on Friday. North is home to Columbus East on Friday night. Edgewood is home to 3-3 Sullivan also on Friday night. Hey, Matt Gay, thank you. 53 yards in overtime. Colts win 22-19 over the Ravens. NFL Monday Night Football, Rams Bengals pregame at 7:30. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe knows sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Hey, here's a news flash from Tom Allen to start your week.
Offense was really, really out of sync and really, really performed poorly. Definitely, you know, got to go back and evaluate everything we're doing on offense.
Boy, I tell you what, a four-overtime classic it wasn't on Saturday night. What it was bad, but it was a win. So we move on and resume the Big Ten at Maryland on Saturday. Boy, I hope by Tom Thursday you don't get mad and think that we're taking Maryland for granted. Probably be a double-digit underdogs out in College Park. So you better get a new box of crayons for Walt. Hey, Walt, that Wildcat, you had Donovan McCulley in there. Was that something that you thought could maybe put 6 points on the board? You ran it twice. I mean, you ran it back-to-back. What have we got now, Walt? 8 total touchdowns here through the first four games. And Matt Guerrieri, did I hear that Akron ran for 263 the other night? Team that was averaging 42 a game through four. So, lots to fix, guys. Here we go. Indiana football. How about Matt Gay, huh? Kicked all kinds of field goals. Colts upset those Ravens in the 53-yarder in OT. Rams Bengals tonight, pregame 7:30. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.